Have you folks seen all this stuff? Whoa.
This is Whew. The computer extraordinaire.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes I build a computer, you know?
Sometimes?
Sometimes.
Like the first time
ever? The first
ever?
Time ever, except for that time I built a Raspberry Pi.
So this is, is like the Raspberry Pi in about 3,000 parts.
Right. Yes.
What are you most excited about here?
This.
The motherboard.
This is
what makes you so excited about the motherboard?
This is actually like the sexiest piece of technology I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's actually so super sleek.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
You folks want a close up? I'm going to grab a camera here that I can just kind of get right in here. Look at that. It's the Maximus VIII from ASUS. Beautiful.
It is so sharp.
Oh, I love it. So we've got a couple of things here that we're really, really excited about. First of all, it's got an M2 header. So that's this guy right in here. So that allows us to connect an M2 or M.2 card. And we've talked about it through the course of the series, this being part 6 of the series. We've got one X16, two X16s, three X16s, plus one, two, three X1s. Those are your PCI Express lanes, and we're going to be able to do a lot with those, as you know. Sasha, what do you recognize here?
Oh, that's one of those batteries.
One of those batteries.
One of those batteries.
Same thing that she takes in her bike.
I won't be borrowing that one.
Yeah. This is where our processor's going to go. Our RAM is going to go here.
Okay.
Notice the solid-state capacitors. They're gorgeous. You're not going to have any trouble with this motherboard, and it looks great. Oh, we're excited about this, folks.
Okay.
So tonight, we're getting started.
Right.
We're just going to get right into it because it's a big job to build a computer. Did you realize that?
I don't even know that yet. Like, even though you keep saying it, I'm like, whoa, what? How bad can it be?
And I kind of have to stand here with my hands behind my back because this is all you, girl.
Yeah, you have to be very instructional.
Okay.
Because I don't know how to start.
So, might want to help you there.
Instructional starting now. Am I just plugging those into there?
Just popping them in like the Raspberry Pi into the case? Not exactly. Okay. First and foremost, this is your computer case, the chassis, we call it. Okay. So a couple of things here. If we get in real tight, you can see that we've got a 120-millimeter fan, it looks like. We've got, this is the bay on the back of the computer. This is where your stuff is going to go. That's where your power supply is going to go down at the bottom, and the motherboard's going to go in there. So we actually have to install all this stuff. But what order do you do it in, Sash?
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to know my guess?
Okay.
The motherboard first?
No.
Oh.
If you put in the motherboard first, so think about this and remember this if you're going to get into your own computer build. If you put in the motherboard first, for one thing, this guy here, this opening, is it's just going to be all the parts wide open on the back of the computer.
Oh,
so
okay.
If I pull this out, let's see if we can get this right out of the box. I want to show you what the back headers look like.
Okay.
Oh, if only it could be that easy. They mount it good. Now, we've both grounded ourselves tonight, just FYI, and that just makes sure that we're not going to have any static electricity on us. Now, this is the back of the motherboard, okay? So you see this? That's what would show through the back of your computer. So the motherboard in the box is going to come with this guy here. So before we install the motherboard, this is what I want to put into the case.
Okay.
This is the simplest thing. I'm allowed to open stuff for you.
Thank you. Okay. What should I be doing in prep?
Okay. Well, here we go.
I don't want to forego my phone.
This looks like that. Okay. So that's where the keyboard is going to be. That's where the USB is going to be. Things are upside down, so we know that it's going to go in this way. So what I need you to do, Sash, is I need you to actually mount this on the inside of the computer case. So it goes inside
and then pops through?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, you want to give it a try?
I do.
Okay.
Can I just move? Am I allowed to shuffle this?
Yes, it is yours.
Okay. And then this goes Does it pop in?
It just snaps right in, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. This is now going to be a 27-part series?
It's just step one, Sash. So you can see,
I don't know.
Can,
can it go through?
It will just pop right in. Yeah,
it will?
Don't worry.
Okay, maybe I'm
not
going to
break anything here.
I feel like...
Feel it clip in?
No. This can't be me. There we go.
Did it snap?
No.
Nope, it just fell out.
Okay.
All right, you've got it right.
I've got it right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, you've got it the right way up. So what I would do...
Okay.
And I want to try to show you as much of this process as I can, folks. So what we want to do is kind of put it in like this, like a door. Okay? And then close the door. And then push it nice and snug. So I'm gonna try that. Now I know I'm not supposed to have my hands in here.
But
hear that?
Oh, see.
Be a little forceful with it.
It's that little, the little guy on the bottom. There we go. Is that clipped in?
There we go. I think so.
Oh, yeah. See? I don't
know. All right. So now the back of the computer looks like that.
Okay.
Nice, right? Okay, so that's step one, and for obvious reasons, because when we put the motherboard in, we don't want to have to then take out the motherboard to put that silly thing in.
Right.
The other thing, before you put the motherboard in, it's important to know now, because we've got this big old heat sink, right?
Okay.
And your computer, you're going to need a cooler to keep the CPU cool, the central processing unit. But sometimes, Sasha... The mounting plates to do that, to mount that on the computer, on the motherboard, are going to go on the back. Okay?
Okay.
So because that's the case, because sometimes they go here, if you first screw this into the computer case, you're going to have to take it out again, which is very tedious if you've already done the, you know, you've already put some paste on and you go to, yeah.
The bag.
Could be a mess. So first thing we want to do is we want to see if our mounting... hardware is going to go on the front or the back.
In this case, it goes in the back, right?
It could. It might. We've got to get into the box.
Okay.
And find out. Remember, I'm allowed to open stuff for you.
That's right.
Okay. So there's your mounting plate. This is going to actually be what the CPU fan mounts to.
Okay.
Okay. So in this particular case, Sasha, it does go on the outside. On this side of the computer, on the motherboard.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to have a couple of other things in the bag here. Looks like a power extension for the fan. It's got the clips for the fan to put it on the heatsink. And then we've got these kinds of screws to mount this onto our motherboard.
Okay.
So I want to do that because of the way this is laid out. Do you see that?
Yes.
I want to do this after we've mounted the CPU, the processor.
Okay.
Because then this can go on top, and then we can put some paste and we can put the fan on.
Okay.
So we're not going to put that on just yet.
Got it.
Okay? So we kind of choose our order based on the hardware that we have.
Yes.
Makes sense, right? Okay. So let's get
a
look.
And each build would be different then.
Each build will be slightly different. It's not going to be, over the top, everything is completely different. It's just going to be, the processors may be different, socket set, and things like that. This is an 1151, LGA 1151 processor. So when we install this, now we have to be very, very careful here, Sasha. There's a couple of things when we install the CPU, which is this chip right here. First of all, this chip has a gazillion Wii pins on the underside of it.
Okay.
See those?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one actually... These ones are a little different. You know what? The pins are going to be on the motherboard itself, not on the processor like the days of old. So if I get in there, and I suppose you're supposed to do this bit. So this is a little trickier. So you've got to pull this lever here.
Mm-hmm.
See that? And when you pull that, it springs up.
Oh, okay.
And we have to be very careful that no dust gets in there, no dirt. Okay? Can I leave that to you?
So just, you want me to do that
now? Just kind of push down and then
push down and out. Okay.
All right.
And then just open it like that?
Yes. All right.
Okay.
And now Sasha can see all of the wee pins in there.
So we just match those up.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to open that.
Yeah. And there, I noticed that there is a, like a cover on this. Okay. So what does it say? Install processor first, then remove and keep the cover. It actually says that right on there. So that kind of answers our question. ASUS has done a nice job of making it kind of good.
So this cover will come off after?
Yes.
Okay.
The processor has to be... You can't have a piece of plastic over top of the processor between the cooling fan. This is a heat sink, right? See this massive thing over here? If you had a piece of plastic in between this and
well,
the processor,
I guess it makes,
which is running at 95 degrees Celsius in some cases,
yeah.
You're going to melt that plastic away and cause all kinds
of
trouble.
That makes a world of sense.
Now, I don't want you to open this over the table like this and like that. You need to get down and be really, really careful here. But before you open that, we need to look at what ASUS has included here, which is the CPU installation tool. Okay, so this is a handy little thing that they've included in order to help us to install the CPU in such a way that we're not going to damage the pins.
Okay,
so it's just a cheap little piece of plastic, but it's going to help us exponentially because, quite frankly, a lot of times when you're installing a processor, especially as a rookie, you could bend those pins, and if you do, your processor's shot. It's not going to work.
Okay. Why do I have to do this?
Okay, so let's get right to this. Now, I'm going to move this guy aside. We're going to close the box here just so that we can use this as a surface. Okay, Sash?
Okay.
So we're going to set down this installation tool, and we're going to look for the little triangular arrow. Do you see that?
Yes.
Can you folks see that at home? See that little triangle? Now, that is going to match up with a triangle that is printed on the CPU itself.
Oh, look at that. Okay, yes. Okay.
So that's where we're going to line it up. So once we've got that lined up, we know that it's going to go that way.
Okay.
Now.
You can open things.
Do you want me to open this?
Yeah, yes. Okay.
So we're just going to, and you notice I'm just doing this really, really low to the table because I do not want to drop a central processing unit. Very, very fragile, and this is the brains of the computer. So I don't want to touch any of the pins. I'm going to cause some problems with the conductivity there if I do. I want to grab it by the corners, okay? So when I'm holding the processor, I'm only ever holding it by the edges. Never touch the die, never touch the pins, okay? So
I'm okay with you doing this.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to balance it on here.
Okay.
I'm going to let you pick it up, and we're going to line that up so that the triangle is, so there's the triangle there, as you saw, so we know it's in this corner, okay, Sash? So when you get this processor, it's on this corner.
Right.
There's the triangle, so it's going to go in just like that.
And I'm just putting it in there?
Yes. Okay?
Okay.
You ready? You nervous?
Yes!
Wait. Nervous. If you're nervous, you'll drop everything.
I'm not nervous.
Okay.
So I just drop it in here, like place gently.
Well, turn it over. Make sure that you're lining it up correctly. Yeah.
Right.
So we see that triangle on the bottom corner.
Yes.
A little masked by your finger, but we know that it's going into the right corner.
And I just
drop it in.
I'm scared.
Nice and gentle.
Okay. I'm going to use my other hand.
We don't have to be so, like, I'm purposefully cautious.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I think I did it.
Okay, it's in.
I think it's right.
So now, we just need to kind of snap that in a little bit. Let's see.
I think it seems to rest in there just fine.
Yeah, but on the edge here, there are some clips, which if I just kind of push in, and I want to be careful that I'm not putting my grubby fingers on the contacts, but you hear how that kind of clicked right in?
Yes.
So now the processor is attached
to this
installation tool.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to try that?
Nope.
You sure?
Yep.
Positive?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time.
Okay. And then,
now that we've got the installation tool mounted and it's ready to go, it's with the processor, okay?
Yes.
Now we need the motherboard.
Okay.
So open that bad boy up. Okay. Yep, just like that. Now we need to find the triangle, which is here. Can you see that?
Okay.
Okay. So turn over the processor because it's going to go the other way.
This way?
Yeah. And sorry, I'll change camera angles for you folks.
And the triangle is here.
Yes.
And the triangle
is
there.
Yeah, you can see that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so then just set it on. It doesn't snap or anything like that. It just right on.
Yeah.
Okay. So now close it just like you opened it. Okay.
Do I push?
Just with the handle.
Okay. Uh-oh. Sorry, little guy.
No, close it first, yeah?
Yeah, and then okay.
And then close the handle down, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little tighter this time, eh?
Yeah, and do I lock it and everything?
You do, yeah, lock it underneath.
Oh, dear me.
Don't touch any other...
Don't touch anything?
Like, you don't want to push on, like, a capacitor or something, because you could break it off. That's
okay.
All. So, is it
holy
tight now?
Holy Hannah.
Okay.
Oh,
now,
oh.
You see what happened?
Oh.
That thing that we need to get out of there is now... It popped right off. All by...
Okay.
Okay, so now you see what the processor looks like? It's mounted. Can you folks see that? I'm operating everything by foot switch today. See that?
Okay.
Okay, so now we've got the central processing unit. Ooh, take a breath.
Is everything this scary in building a computer?
No, it's not. It's not scary, though, is it? Once you've done it, now do you have confidence? You could do 100 of those, right?
I could do that, yeah.
Now that you know.
That I can do.
And it doesn't help that I'm, like, backseat driver over here.
Yeah. You're like, when I was learning to drive, totally my mom would be like, don't hit that person. I'm like, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. So, next up, okay, so we've got slots for RAM. We're not going to put those in until we've installed the board.
Right.
What else do we need to do? I mean, everything looks good. Next up, we really just need to set up the mounting plate for our CPU cooling system.
Is that what this is?
That is what that is. Okay. So the screws for that, I pulled those out.
You put them in a little baggie right
in
front of you.
A little baggie right in front of me, of course.
All right. So there's some numbers on here.
Yes. What numbers do you see?
775, 1156, 1366, and that's it.
Okay. So these are, now again, this processor is an Intel 1151. So we may need to look at the instructions for Intel installation because you want to make sure you get it right.
Okay.
Pretty simple stuff. Intel.
Perfect.
Okay, so what does it tell us? 115X. 115X is in the middle.
Yes.
That's where we need to put it.
Okay.
So the pins that we need for that are these itty-bitty plastic guys. They're clear plastic guys. There they are. So they look like light brights.
And they go...
They go in the middle one.
What do you mean, in the middle one? Like,
well,
they go
you see,
here?
No, if you see this,
yeah.
There's, like, line up.
I see.
Either on the outside,
on
the inside, or in the middle.
Okay.
And if you line them up correctly for the LGA 1155,
right
in the middle.
So these go in the middle.
Yeah.
And I can do that.
Too easy. And this could be done with the motherboard installed. Okay, so what you actually want to do, see, because it's loose, right?
Yeah.
It's going to come out. You need to set it down on the motherboard.
Okay, so...
So put her
just
down
in
now,
any
now
old,
that you know.
Any old way?
Yeah, well, you see where it lines up, right?
Yeah.
So now that it's lined up, put in the first one into the middle hole.
Okay. And then find the hole in there and push it?
Well, now do the next one.
Okay.
You just need to make sure that they go in the right spot.
I believe I'm doing that.
Well, it's going into the hole on the motherboard, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it still is, I think.
Great.
Okay.
And next and final. And remember, we're not going to touch that die on the CPU.
That is
okay,
correct.
Okay, is that in?
That is in.
Okay, so now what we need is these guys. So these are the final touch to solidify this. So this is going to go right down in the middle of that. So we're just going to elevate the board just a little bit and push those down. You see how I can just kind of clip them
in?
Oh,
okay.
Okay. So you've just kind of hovered them on the outside of the board. Just lift up the board a little bit and push down so that it clips.
Okay.
Okay.
Ah. This one.
Is it going?
Well, let me try the other one first. That one was good.
That one clipped?
Yeah, this one's... Oh, there we go.
Okay. And if you need to, give a little bit of support on the back of the motherboard. So now these things are going to actually lock those into place. So you push that down into the center of those.
Oh, that was actually really easy. Here, I'll do the other ones.
Nice.
This is how I pictured the whole thing would go.
Just push it in. Done.
Oh, and then there was that one.
It's pretty toolless, eh? All right. It's in there. It's good. Now, just give it a nice little tug. Give a nice little lift on that motherboard.
Oh, yeah.
Cooling. See that?
It's on there. She's good.
Well done. Okay, so next up, we're going to actually install the motherboard into the chassis. Before we do that, we're going to need power from the power supply. So that's all part of it. Stick around. We're going to be right back after this. Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
there.
If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost. Welcome back. This is Category 5 Technology TV. And tonight, Sasha is building a gaming PC.
Yep.
How cool is that?
So cool.
All right. So now that we've got this kind of set up for Sasha, I mentioned that we don't want to touch the die. If you ever accidentally do, a couple of little things, little tools that you want to have handy. Cotton pads, commonly used for removing makeup.
Yes.
And some isopropyl, aka rubbing alcohol. 70%. Okay.
So not like vodka in your t-shirt.
You know, in a bind. But what a waste that would be. You might want to just wait till you can get some isopropyl. Okay, so all we need to do in that case is just get a little bit of alcohol on the cotton. And then just give a nice little wipe to the processor. Just like that.
Okay. Just in case there's oils? You just want to make sure there's no
oil
buildup?
Yes, exactly. Okay. And then just give it a nice little dry with the other side. And there you go. Nice and clean.
Super.
We've gotten rid of any kind of griming gook from our fingers, which can happen. All right.
Next
up. Now, I mentioned we got to put a power supply in, definitely. But first, I actually want to get the M2 on that board, to be honest with you.
The M2, okay.
Yes, the M.2. I keep saying M2, but it's an M.2 is the actual designation. So looking in the motherboard box, we've got a couple other things. Cool stickers. What else have we got?
More cool stickers.
Oh, Sasha, they gave you a door hanger for when Dave is playing video games and he doesn't want people. You shall not pass. Nice. Okay, what else have we got?
You may enter.
That's when you're not gaming. Okay, we've got some SATA cables. We'll use that for the SSD. We've got a few of those. And here's what I'm looking for. A riser and a screw for an M.2. So that's going to actually screw our SSD into the motherboard.
Okay.
Because we're not using an SATA traditional 2.5-inch hard drive. We're using an SATA M.2.
Right.
It looks like a RAM module.
Cool.
That's what it looks like. So if you've never seen one, now this is an 80 millimeter, so it's 20 by 80, a.k.a. you'll see it's called, oh, it's a 22 by 80, so 2280 is the designation. That means it's 22 millimeters wide and 80 millimeters long. So when you see that designation and wonder what it means, that's what it is. So when you buy a motherboard or anything else, you need to make sure that your motherboard supports the length. So in our case, it goes all the way up to 2280, 2250, and 2242. Okay? So we can go with a nice little small one, or we can go with the long one, which is the 2280 in our case. Okay, so you're going to get into that, Sash, because this is your job. But first, you need to put a riser. See this guy?
Yeah.
And
first, I put the riser where?
There you go. The riser needs to go into the 2280 screw hole. Oh, and it goes all the way up to 22110. Whoa! You guys see that? 22110 is all the way over here. Huh. So 110 millimeters is the length there. And here's the riser. Oh boy, it would have been smart to get some scissors, but they make it out of a very stretchy plastic.
Okay,
so we need to just with your thumb and index finger just screw this riser into the 2280 slot
The 2280 hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. And that's because ours is an 80 millimeter length.
Holy moly. You have to have like elven fingers to do this.
How's it going over there?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm good. I'm done now.
Oh, good.
I've done my work.
Perfect. Nice and snug. Well done. Okay. And then we've got this itty bitty screw that we don't want to lose. Okay. You've got the M.2.
Yeah, but I don't have it open because I have a question.
Yes.
This is a what? How
okay.
do I open it?
All right, forget this. I brought my toolkit.
Okay. Scalpel. Ah. Okay, you thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right, you in?
I think so. Yes.
This is a Kingston M.2. It's an SATA chip, but it is 240 gigs of storage for the operating system. It's going to be a chip on the motherboard, so you don't have to have a bunch of cables going to your hard drive and things like that. This is for your OS. So I'll just hold it here so that the folks at home can see.
Okay.
And you see that? Just a chip. So that's going to go right onto the motherboard there.
And
chips up.
Chips
up, right down here. So it's going to plug in there.
Like this way?
Other way.
Other chip. Oh, this is the chip. This is okay.
Yeah.
This way?
No.
Nope. This way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's look so that we can understand why I'm saying no. See the connectors here?
Mm-hmm.
These are the contacts that connect it to your motherboard. This side here, these are just some resistors and a screw contact for the screw hole itself to screw in.
Okay.
But the contacts, the leads that go to your motherboard are right there. You can see just by looking at it that those are,
of course,
the ends that are going to connect into the motherboard. Okay?
Okay. So
you're just going to plug it in.
Now it
hold the motherboard steady.
Okay.
It looks
as though they go here. Is that right?
Yes. You got it.
Okay.
So just push it in.
I'm scared.
Okay. You're right to be gentle. That's all. There.
Whoa, perfect. Nelly. Okay.
All right. So now you get that little screw that you've got.
Okay.
I've got my trusty screwdriver here.
Can I just hold that down?
Okay. Yeah, of course. Now you don't want to screw it in so tight that it cracks. You just want to screw it in enough. Here, you know what? Let go. Let it fly up. Okay. Put the screw on the end of the screwdriver.
Is this like one of those magnet things?
It is a magnet thing.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Oh, the precision. Just till it's
snug. This is good. Everybody can see my ring. Okay.
There has never been, until this moment, anything shinier than my forehead on the show. But now, folks. All right, there it is. The M.2 is in there. Can I just check your work?
Yes, you may.
Little bit of a turn more, and we're in. So this is your hard drive. What? So you look at that, and you think, where's the hard drive? Well, it's already there. It's built in to the motherboard.
Yeah.
It's fast, it's reliable, and it's a chip. So you can like be like, yeah.
Yeah,
if there's
yeah.
something about having an M.2 on your motherboard, it's really cool. But what it does is it bypasses the traditional SATA connectors and everything. You don't have all these wires going out, and it's going to be faster, plain and simple. Now, because we've got the M.2 installed,
yes.
some of the SATA headers on the motherboard are now going to be disabled. Okay, so keep that in mind as you connect your M.2, because this is an SATA M.2.
Right.
It's going to automatically disable some of the headers on the motherboard. So you want to look at your manual, find out which ones those are, because if you plug in an optical drive into the SATA 1 or 0 and then realize that neither of those ports work, what's going on? And it's actually that you've got an M.2, it's disabled the first two ports, which is pretty common, and then you need to plug into port 2, which is actually the third port. How many headers? Yeah, I know, right? How many headers do we have here? Okay, they're all right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What are those little guys? I've never even seen those. Those are new to me. And it's okay that it's new to me. You guys know what it is. Cool?
Yes.
All right, how are we doing for time?
Well, we have to do the news at some point, but I kind of want to keep doing this. So is that horrible? Okay.
No, this is what the show is all about tonight.
Okay.
So move your stuff out of the way.
Okay.
Take a sip of your water, and mm-hmm. we're going to get going on the actual installation. I'm going to just kind of move some things aside here. That's neat how she just kind of cuts herself off like that. That's neat.
Sorry.
You got to duck in behind the computer.
And then move.
All right, so I'm just going to move the trash out of here. Who's on cleanup anyways?
You are.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm on belt.
Oh, right. That's how this works.
So this just flops over?
Just flops over. This is the video card, folks. Oh, we're going to get into that next week. Well, not next week because of the anniversary, but next time.
The next time.
On the 7th installment. Kingston HyperX Fury RAM. DDR4. It's going to go on that mobo. It's going to be screaming. Okay, what else we got? Bah, bah, bah. Okay, let's get this out of the way. I don't know if I need the manual. I'm going to keep it handy just in case. Okay? This is your Arctic Silver. This is the paste that's going to go on the processor to make it nice and have a good contact. Okay.
Random funny story about that.
Yes.
It's the only thing that I had to pay shipping for.
I know, right?
Everything else, because I have Amazon Prime, everything else was like free shipping.
And that
completely.
Was the one thing.
That, the shipping was as much as it was.
Unbelievable. Pay twice. Pay twice. Check okay. this out, folks. This is a beautiful Corsair RM850X power supply. Now, what do you notice about it, Sash?
It has a fan on it?
It has a fan on it, yes. Very good. 2 points
hey,
for
thanks.
You. It has no cables coming out of it. None. Not a one. Because it's 100% modular. So the only cables that you're going to have coming out of that power supply are the ones that you choose because you need them for your particular computer. Now, traditionally, a power supply is going to have all the cables coming out. You've got to wind them up and try to get them out of the way so you've got airflow and that it looks nice. This one?
Not
a problem.
No need.
Silent operation at low to moderate loads. In this mode, the fan will not spin.
Oh.
Nice. That's a good little warning, too, because if you didn't know that, you'd be like, oh, the fan is defective. First time you fire it up.
You'll know if the fan is spinning, then you're in more than moderate load.
Yes, when you're gaming.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get over here. I'm going to bring this right center stage for you.
Okay.
And on the back here, Sash, there are two thumb screws, which
yes.
I need you just to... I'm going to get that one started. There it goes. If you could just get those out for me.
Right out? Okay.
Yeah. So this, we're going to get into the back. This is a pretty cool case because everything is kind of contained and hidden that you don't want to see.
Right.
I mean, we've got a beautiful power supply, but it's actually going to be hidden. So keep that in mind. If you are purchasing one of these cases, the Versa C22 from Thermaltake, gorgeous case.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It looks sharp.
But one thing I notice is that our power supply is going to be 100% hidden down here. I'm going to change cameras there for you so that you can see There we go. So this is where the power supply goes, inside this. See that?
Okay.
So don't go getting one with big LEDs and things like that. Because if you do, you're not going to even see it. So the power supply is going to go in there, but how do we get in? That's the question. So we're going to get around to the other side. And Sasha, if you just give this a little bit of a tug.
This thing?
Yeah, you're going to see that side panel come right off now that you've taken those thumb screws out. And just pull out.
That way.
Yep.
Oh.
Don't
do what?
From here over this way. Don't want to bend things.
Nope. It just wants to come up. I think so.
Let's see.
Okay, you do it. Oh, it just came right off.
No, see, so this is what I wanted to avoid bending, and we didn't, so don't worry. See these?
Okay.
These clips? Had you opened it up that way, it would have bent all these clips.
Okay.
And then you wouldn't have been able to close the case.
And that would have been horrible.
Yeah. So when you open it, so it kind of clips in.
Yeah.
This is awkward for me. I'm looking around like this. So you push it in, and then you push that way, and then you put the thumb screws in. So then when you're opening it, you pull back, and then out.
Okay.
Just like that. Okay?
Kind of like what I did.
Yes. So, and I'll show you guys what the clips actually look like.
Okay.
So.
Knowing what they look like helps for what I need.
Yeah. So there they are on this side of it. Okay. So now that we're in there, can we get a good look at the where the power supply is going to go?
Right.
Aha. Uh-huh. It's actually wide open on this side of the case.
So does it just slide in there?
Kind of, sort of.
Doesn't look like it connects to anything.
You want to try?
Does the fan go pointing up? Yeah.
Fan goes pointing up. Because it's going to actually, I believe so. Let's get a closer look at the bottom here. No, fan goes pointing down. We've got a filter at the bottom.
Okay.
Oh, and there's a couple other things. So here's a filter here for dust. So it's actually blowing down. And we've got some risers to keep it off the ground. If you can, try to put this on a wood floor, not a carpeted floor, because you're going to get a lot of dust if you do. Although, this has got a filter, so you can take that off and clean it. Okay?
Okay.
But the other thing that we didn't know about before, because we hadn't removed that panel, is we've got some drive trays for 3.5-inch drives.
Oh.
There you go. Nice. Not sure, there's no backplane. So there is no backplane there, but it's somewhere that you can put your drives that's completely hidden and doesn't affect airflow.
Right. Okay?
So do we want to stick that power supply in there?
Okay.
Okay. So fan down. Here you go. I gotta let you do this. So
just
put it in.
Just put it in. I feel like there's not really a way to do this.
Okay.
Nicely. Okay.
Okay. Now just kind of push it right up against the back, snug. And I'm not sure if you folks at home can really get an impression of that. Is it back snug?
I think.
Oh yeah. So just kind of line it up so that the screw holes are in the right spot. See those four screw holes around the edge? That's what's going to actually hold the power supply in place. So it looks like they've included some screws here. So as we're doing this, Sash.
Yeah.
Are you realizing how much work this really is?
Yeah, I'm realizing that I would never actually have done this if not for the guidance of you.
So it's a lot of work, but it's not overly hard. Like, it's not hard. It's not difficult. It's just that you got to take your time. It is time consuming. Okay, so those holes are lined up and good to go. Four screws.
So. I don't know about the top hole. How come I don't see you? Hold on.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm just up here assuming that it's going well.
I don't... Hold on. I don't think it's lined up. Hold on.
All right.
Okay. Gee Williker. How do you get this going? Oh, maybe that's it. Okay.
You got it?
No.
It's only four screws.
Oh, no, but I can... Okay, you look at this and tell me what you see.
All right. I see that you simply need to turn it over.
I simply need to what?
Turn it over. Maybe. No? You know what? It's only that three of them line up.
Okay.
There's only three of them actually line up, which is fine and reasonably normal.
Reasonably normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, while Sasha's screwing that in, a couple weeks ago when Jeff and I were looking at this chassis, I had mentioned that on the inside there's a 3.5-inch bay and a 5.25-inch bay on the metal part of the chassis. But what's interesting is, on the other side of it is the LED panel. So you can't actually put an optical drive into the Versa C22 from Thermaltake. So keep that in mind if you wanted to have like a Blu-ray drive. So, Sasha, it's a good thing that we opted out of that.
Oh, okay.
Because we wouldn't have been able to put it in this case. On the very other side of that.
Can I get around to the other side of this table?
What are you doing?
Can I get around to the other side of the table? I feel like I need to push this guy in a little
bit. You can do anything you like. You want me to push, like, just give you some
resistance.
Yes. See, it takes two. Make sure they go in straight. Don't want to strip anything.
I'm trying.
I'm the good backseat driver here. So tonight, we've got the CPU installed. We've got the CPU cooling mounting plate installed. We've got the M.2 installed. And we've got the power supply installed.
Right.
That's a good start. It's a good start. I mean, it's a one-hour show, so we're not going to, you know, finish a computer build all in one show. All in one sitting.
Right,
of
course not.
How's it feel? Is it in there?
I feel like that one might be stripping.
Okay.
So we'll just never take this out.
That's the answer. Now, I told Sasha that she was going to do this if she's going to do this.
Okay, so Dave, when you're watching this, I'm so sorry.
Dave, don't observe the screws on the back. It's going in all right, eh?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So if you do have an issue with a screw that's not going in straight, I don't know if you...
Just ignore it.
No. Here, give me the screwdriver. Not the screw. Okay, so I just want to take that out and turn it counterclockwise until you hear it click, and then turn it forward. And that's going to give it a good grip. And that's because if it's cross-threaded, turning it the other way is going to simply give it another chance to grip in the right spot. That looks great, Sash.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, I'm just going to tighten things up. Looks real nice. So we've got airflow at the bottom. You folks can see that. We've got the power supply at the back, and everything's ready to go.
Sweet.
Happy with that so far?
Yes.
Okay. This thing is all going to light up when we power it up, too.
It kind of looks like Darth Vader right now.
It kind of does. Yeah.
It's going to light up, though.
Beautiful. All right, we're going to come back to it in 2 weeks' time on episode number 524.
Wowzers.
We're going to be back, and we're going to finish installing the motherboard. We're going to learn how to get that in there. We're basically well-prepped.
Yes.
And then once we've got it up and running and booted, then we've got to get into software. So get over to cat5.tv/CPU2017. Great opportunity for you to tell Sasha what software you think she should run, which flavor of Linux.
That's right.
It's going to be Linux, right?
It is going to be Linux.
I think because it's a gaming PC, Steam is a must. So think about that as you're recommending which flavor of Linux we want to go with. Which one's going to run Steam the best? Observe the specifications of the build itself and make your decisions there and post in the forum cat5.tv/CPU2017.